Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. Oh, have I lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. A lot going on in this game of thoroughbred racing, and so nice to have all of you who've been tuned into that gold medal face-off with the USA and Canada, and it was the Americans in overtime, as I'm sure you know by now. No, they go to a three-on-three format overtime in the Olympics, and it was the Americans going tweeners and winning it close into the overtime. I was a little concerned about my main man here, Chris Monreal. He was getting a little bit excited. I had to check on him, and I didn't see it live, but it was on tape, and it's real. Anyway, we got nine races today at Santa Anita, and we got a big show lined up for you as well. Good feature race today, really good betting race, similar to, I think, yesterday's Wishing Well, which was a sprint on the turf. We go a mile on grass today for three-year-olds, and you take a look at it top to bottom. Greenwich Village should be tough to beat for Bob Baffert. Comes off a big win sprinting last time out in the Baffle at Santa Anita over the course. And tactics that day were to let him fall out of the gate, get his feet under him, and then pounce. He did that in a manner that would certainly suggest he should be pretty effective stretching out today. We've got Sammy Davis for Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. Got to have a big look here. John Sadler, Hector Berrios, 9-2 on the morning line, 10 of them in all, with one horse on the also eligible list. Again, a lot to talk about. We've got trainer Doug O'Neill coming up in just a couple of minutes. Phil D'Amato will kick off hour two. He's going to be followed by Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV. Let's get to it and get back to Saratoga Springs. Say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Talked a little bit about what's going on. Big three-year-old race a week from today. Now, these are usually run on Saturdays, but they entered yesterday at Oaklawn Park for next Sunday. That'll be March 1. Next Sunday's Grade 2 $1 million Rebel at a mile and a 16th. And Bob Baffert going for his record 9th. He holds the record at 8. His record 9th win in the Rebel. He's got litmus test. Flavion Pratt engaged to ride there 7-2 on the morning line for next Sunday's Rebel with a field of 10 in prospect back there in Hot Springs.
Yeah, next weekend's going to be a big weekend, especially for the Derby hopefuls, because on Saturday in the 14th race at Gulfstream, they have 14 races next Saturday.
How many?
14.
Okay.
Why we need 14 in one day? Why we need 14 in one day is beyond me, but 9 of them happen to be stake races, so it's obviously going to be a terrific card at Gulfstream next week. But the Fountain of Youth, Mike, that's the race of next week, I think. You have really, really some really high horses that have a hell of a shot to win the Derby will be running next Saturday. But listen, take nothing away from the Rebel on Sunday. But again, Baffert wins there, but Norm Cassie, I think he's won like 7 stakes this week at Oaklawn. So he's ready to go. He's all fired up, and let's see what happens.
It'll be interesting. I don't know what Bob's deadline is to ship, but if they get an idea that maybe that racetrack's going to come up a mess, and they've had their share of bad weather and off tracks, he might opt to stay home and run here in the San Felipe. That's a lot of money, but that, you know, John, at this point in time, that's not the priority. It's getting a good race in them and making sure they have enough points to qualify to run on that first Saturday in May.
That's the whole point, Mike. You want to get as many points as you can as soon as you can because, you know, this way you can give the horse some time off. You know, it's only a few months away, the Derby, and you want a fresh horse that's ready to go come the first Saturday in May, and that's the plan. It's just as hard to handicap as it is to figure out which race and how much time. So trainers earn their money this time of the year, especially the ones that have the good horses.
Exactly. Hey, John, we've got a pick six carryover today at Santa Anita of better than 40,000. So, we'll get your thoughts in hour two. And I said the Pasadena today, a really good betting race. So we look forward to that. As far as yesterday's events went, Tim Yock team with a big day. Good to see his wife, Millie Ball, in the winner's circle with him. He had the hat trick. Tiago Pereira doubled yesterday, as did Kazushi Kimura, who now has a two-length advantage on Juan Hernandez through 31 days. That stands at 26-24. Doug O'Neill next up. He's on top in the trainers division, 15-10 over Bob Baffert. So the good weather is here, and we sure hope to take full advantage of it for the next few weeks, John.
And let's not forget Amicio Jaramillo, who Doug O'Neill has given quite a boost to when he brought him when he came from Florida here. Yeah. He's in third place. He's not that far behind. So it's going to get interesting. And by the way, a terrific day of racing yesterday. It just shows you. When they write the right cards and they have full fields and people show up and they bet, it's a terrific opportunity. Unfortunately, you don't get enough days like that. But believe it or not, today at Santa Anita, another terrific card, full fields. That's all people ask for. That's all they want. And when you give them that opportunity, customers are going to show up and people are going to play. And, again, it's very hard for Santa Anita. We get it. The inventory is low and everything else that goes with it. But when they give them the good cards, people are definitely coming out to play.
And John, we can talk about reimagining and thinking out of the box and all these catchphrases and everything else. You just said it. Field size, but there's got to be depth, and everything kind of takes care of itself. The players, they're still there, but we better hold on to what we've got. A huge effort in yesterday's wishing well. Robert Falcone Jr. back here. Florent Garou, he's made an impact right away with agent Matt Nakatani, who had been working for the now sidelined Umberto Rispoli, but gratefully knocked down her 5th consecutive win yesterday. Did it in very gutty, game-to-wire fashion at even money. Did gratefully in the wishing well.
He really did, and you got to give Falcone a lot of credit, Mike. You know, for some reason, these New York shippers don't ship out to California. He's one of the few guys that do it the last couple of years, and he's had success, and he was rewarded yesterday by winning the stake. By the way, take nothing away from the run of Saratoga Special for Richard Baltus. It was this horse's first start in the country, and she ran super. She just got beat ahead, but, you know, not easy to go down the hill first time, and she did. But, again, the winner was terrific. I thought she was getting past inside the 16th pole, but she just
I did
kept
too.
Going, and Florentino did a terrific job.
Yeah, really did. And anyway, some outstanding racing yesterday, and the Pick 6 carryover, $40,000 in change. And the $1 Sunset Pick 6, there's a carryover there as well of nearly $24,000. That's all the Chamber of Commerce stuff. But again, blizzard conditions expected on Long Island today. No racing at the Big A, John.
No, they canceled. The snow's not going to hit for a couple of hours, but they did the right thing, Mike. It's just it's raining now. It's sleeting there, I heard, and it's only a matter of time. They're going to get like 18 inches. I mean, New York hasn't had 18 inches in a long time, and it's going to be a storm for the a legendary storm is what they're calling it.
Is that right?
Let's see what happens.
Well, what about bomb cyclone and atmospheric rivers? Are we using that verbiage as well? I'm sure we will in time. John, where do you want to go for hour one?
I'm going to actually pull a switcheroo on you, Mike. I always do Santa Anita the second hour, but I had two plays at Gulfstream. I found out now that they're both late scratches, so I'm going to have to go Santa Anita first, and we'll come back later with another track for hour two. But we obviously will mention the Santa Anita selection again. But for radio hour number one, ninth race today at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. I love the number four horse in here, Garden Party. This is a five-year-old mare from the Leonard Powell barn who's having a very good meet. Mirko DeMoro aboard to ride, who brought home a $65 winner in the last race yesterday. 12-1 on the morning line. Number four, Garden Party, upsets and wins today's ninth race out at Santa Anita.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there? How much?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita selections.
Okay, John, we'll catch you toward the end of the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, as advertised right now, we're joined by leading trainer Doug O'Neill from his barn at Santa Anita. Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Good. How are you?
Well, you got it going on, man. 15 wins, you're 5 clear. The white-haired guy life is good, huh?
I can't complain. Yeah, they got the crew's working their butt off. The owners are patient and putting them in good spots, so things are really clicking.
What about the guys in the parking lot? Don't leave them out, Doug. You're always very deferential.
There's a slight delay. There's a slight delay every now and then in the parking lot. Life is good, and I love got here in Jonathan Hardoon. He's my man. What a great handicapper he is, and I pick his brain from time to time throughout the year when I'm thinking of certain spots to go.
Really.
Towards. And he's unbelievable with just patterns and knowing, you know, when horses are about ready to peak. So he big help to me, and I couldn't say enough good things about him.
The game does not have a better friend, and I know John and myself from time to time we've ruffled some feathers here and there, but we're doing radio. We're here to try and get people interested in our great game, keep those that are already playing in it. And, you know, John's a player, and he speaks his mind, and I love it. Nobody has been more generous with his or her time, I would say, over the last 30 years in terms of being public in promoting the game than John Hardoon. Is he in it for profit? Of course he is. Show me anything that's worth anything that doesn't have a capitalistic thread to it, John. I don't mean to get off on a tangent, but there's some things going on behind the scenes that really don't make any sense. And I'll tell you this, Jonathan Hardoon, if he's your friend, he's got your back.
I'm blessed. No, honest to God, he's a great addition to my my limited group of friends.
Well,
so I appreciate John.
You got a huge group of friends. I want to talk about Pavlovian. What a gutty win last Sunday there at Sunland Park. I think you were here, but just talk about that head, Bob. Express Kid and your horse Pavlovian, I couldn't tell watching it live. What about yourself?
Me neither. You know, and I generally lean on being optimistic, but as optimistic as I am, I was like, oh, no, that's a bad beat. But,
yeah.
You know, watching the replay and seeing Edwin pumping his fist like he, you know, like he knew he had it, which I don't know how he knew he had it. It just felt like he thought he had it. But, man, he was right on. And, yeah, that was just amazing. That Edwin did such a good job. He had come and worked him the
right.
week prior. And he worked way better out of the gate with Edwin, and you know, it's no different in a race. He broke so well and had him in just a great spot, and like you said, Express Kid, he's legit. So for him to do that, I think as long as he stays injury free, I think the sky's the limit. I'll probably be calling Jonathan here in the next week or two and picking his brain, looking at that sheet of how long he thinks we're going to need for us to get back there. So we'll play that by ear.
Well,
for sure.
That's where I'm going. I'm sure he's back home with you now, but what are your options with Pavlovian, California bred, owned and bred by a long time client of yours, Paul and Zillum Redham with Redham Racing. What are your options with him, Doug?
There's so many options with him, but I think timing wise, the Louisiana Derby,
okay.
That's like 5 weeks out from the Derby. It gives us like 5 weeks from the Sunland Park Derby. So I think timing-wise, that's what Paul and I briefly talked about the other day. But, you know, all the other Derby preps are all in play. And, yeah, he just really – he's always been a legit horse. Even though he's a cowbred, sometimes you don't link cowbreds to running in legit open races. But we always knew he had the stamina – he's got the durability, he's got the body, he's got the pedigree. Pavel was such a cool horse and classy horse for us. So,
right.
Yeah, he just really put everything together there last Sunday, and we're hoping we can build off that.
Doug, I've said this, Edwin Maldonado, who rides Pavlovian, in my opinion, Doug, over the last 10 years here in Southern California, he is the most underrated jock that we've had. Nobody gets a horse out of the gate better than he does. Now, we've got a recent arrival that you're enjoying great success with, Amici Al Jaramillo. But Edwin's been here. He's had terrible injuries. He's battled back. He had a lot on the line last Sunday. He gave up a horse named Manor Rose for Jeff Mullins to go there to Sunland. And, you know, Manor Rose got the job done here in a graded stake. But that had to be a huge win for you guys and Edwin Maldonado. I'm just glad to see him doing well.
100% agree with you. Yeah, no, he's such a professional. He's got such an amazing work ethic. He's out here, like a lot of them, but, you know, Edwin's working 5, 6, 7 horses every morning. And like you say, I mean, these jockeys are amazing athletes. And the ones like Edwin who can stay up a horse's mouth, you know, out of the gate for the first 4 or 5 strides, that takes some big cojones, because if that horse stumbles, you're going.
Exactly.
And,
Yeah.
So you've got to have faith. You got to be one with the horse, and Edwin's as good as anybody with that. So no, hats off to him and Paul and Zilla for giving him the opportunity after I told him they work so well together, him and Pavlovian. And then after the race, I said something to Paul about the next race, and he said, "Well, the way Edwin got along with him, we know who's going to be riding him." So just typical classy. Team Redham, and
right.
So we're pumped for the future.
Well, good. In an immediate sense, if you don't mind, I want to run through maybe a few of your horses in today. You got 6 entered in 5 races. I don't know if the horse later on is going to be able to draw in off the also eligible list, Tate Batts, in the 10th. Any intel there? Do you think that horse is going to be able to draw in?
Yeah, my other filly, I ended up scratching Cash In Tonight. She
tied
up a little bit on me a couple of days ago. Not horrible, but enough to... We'll give her the day off, and Tate Batts will get in. So not the greatest post, but she's a beautiful daughter of Pavel, and Mike has worked her a bunch. She's a little bit of when she gets a little stressed or pressured, she likes to switch her tail and, you know, her mind's in other places. But Mike seems to get the best out of her, so we're hoping we can get it done there in the last.
Doug, you used a term that I think maybe the lay listener would be unfamiliar with. You said the filly you scratched in the 10th today, Cash In Tonight, tied up a little bit. That's cramping. And what happens there is you get lactic acid, and you just really need to give them time. Could you explain?
No, you're 100% right. And, you know, sometimes it's just, human error, our error, sometimes when they come back from a good piece of exercise, it's so crucial to walk them really good before you stop them and take the tack off. So there may have been a little bit of that, but the following morning, which was a few mornings ago, you could just tell her coming out of the stall, she's just not herself. And so we pulled a little muscle enzyme where you can with the blood work, and her muscle enzyme was slightly elevated. So yeah, she definitely had a cramping tie up episode, and very fixable, but just takes some good horsemanship, which thank God we've got such a great team there, and just changing up a little bit and really being more patient after she exercises. And oftentimes, even before the exercise, you just got to give them a good warm up before you take them to the track. So oftentimes it's fillies
exactly.
Very fixable. Yeah.
And it can be the stress of racing and so on. You really got to monitor each situation. Let's go to the first race. We covered the 10th a little bit. Dinkum, my big question here is, okay, we see he cuts back in distance. He debuted at a mile and 1/8. He's only going a mile today. Should be well within his scope. But I was surprised you lost Kazushi Kimura. He rides the horse right next to you, Ghost Written, who's 8 on the line. Dinkum, your horse, is 5-2. You get Hector Berrios. What went into the musical jock thing here?
More so my bad. I called Brian Beach a few days before we're going to enter here. And he was like, oh, no, don't say that's Dinkum. And I said, yeah. He's like, oh, shoot, I gave that away to Yacht Team. Let me see if I can get it back. And he couldn't. So, we just weren't on the same page that we were going to come back. Maybe he thought I wasn't going to come back in 28 days or whatever. But he's doing well. And as much as we wanted to keep Kimura on him as well, Hector rides a tremendous turf race. So we're excited. Like you say, cutting back a little bit shouldn't hurt him. And he's training well.
And, Doug, as you know, in this business, stuff happens, right?
Yeah, 100%. especially in maiden races, and when you got a good jock like Kimura,
he's in demand.
So, nobody's fault, and hopefully we can get it done today with Hector.
Okay, let's go to the 7th, the Pasadena 3-year-olds at a mile on turf. Turf going to be firm. Three of them exit the Eddie Logan at a mile on turf here January 8th. And you're one of them, Brigante. He was able to set some, I thought, leisurely fractions. Ended up second, beat 2 1/4 lengths. Emicial Jaramillo sticks with him. What about Brigante's chances? And can any of you all beat Greenwich Village for Bob Baffert?
I know. No, he looks pretty tough, that horse. But first time he's going two turns, Greenwich Village. So that's always a question mark. But Brigante, beautiful son of More Than Ready. He's always trained like a really good horse, and we're so happy to see him get back to his competitive ways in the Eddie Logan. Today, there looks like there's a couple horses that'll be faster than him out of the gate, and I think him sitting back tracking a little bit might be the best trip for him. So, I think 10-1 on the morning line. I think he's a good play. I like him, but he's doing well.
Doug, a lot of handicappers, they really like horses third off the bench. That's the case with a Redham Racing homebred, a California bred by Pavel. These are the Pavlonian connections with Evan Maldonado riding Refocus, number 5 in race 8. He ran second last time out at this condition, going 6 furlongs. He stretches out. He got the best buyer speed figure of his 17-race career. He got an 89 last time out. It looks like he got him good right now, third off the bench, Doug.
He's doing really well. And kind of what we were talking about with Edwin, you look at him the first time he rode him the other day and how much more Refocus was involved in the race early on sprinting. So now Refocus, he's come back with a good kind of marathon stamina type of work. And he's won at this track. He seems to really like this track here. So I think he's got a big chance. And I know our man, Jonathan Ardoon, he likes him in there too, which gives me extra confidence. So I'm very optimistic with Refocus today in race 8.
Okay, terrific. And Doug, I'm getting greedy. You got Legal Fiction, the 2-horse in race 9. Been away 15 months, 20-1 with Florent Garou in race 9. Going 6.5 down the hill. And that's a race that, you don't have to get them legged up as if you were running 6.5 on dirt. It's down the hill on turf. Can he be competitive today, do you think?
I think so. You know, she's an honest filly. These all have others for whatever reason. They seem to run better on the grass or synthetic than the dirt, and yet this filly's won three races. Granted, they're all up north, but she's training well. She's a gutty, not a real big filly, but just tough as nails, wants to beat you. Hopefully have her legged up well enough, and she's going to be competitive, so it'll be interesting. She should be involved mid-race, and then we'll just see if she's got the foundation to finish up with these fillies.
And then, Doug, you mentioned Tate Batts coming in off the also today with Mike Smith aboard in the 10th and final. This one at a mile on grass for three-year-old maiden fillies. She's definitely live here, 5-2 on the morning line.
I think she should, again, post not great, but she's got enough gate speed that I would think she'd be able to get over and save some ground on that first turn. She shouldn't be no worse than probably third going into the first turn, hopefully no more than two or three wide, and hopefully Mike can get her to settle, and then when he calls on her, you just can't override her, or she'll look like a helicopter. You'll see her tail start swishing.
Right.
So it's really, Mike's such an amazing horseman, and his ability to really just keep him in the bridle and ask without overriding, I think, will be the key for her. And again, he knows her well, so we'll see if we can end the day on a high note.
Mike Smith has what you can't teach. Last thing, the first horse, one of the first horses we talked about, Dinkum, in the first race, owned by Purple Rain Racing. That's Janie Buss, sister of Jeannie and sister of Jimmy, who we know from training years ago, and Mark Davis. Have you made any progress with the Buss family in terms of getting interested maybe in racetrack ownership, Doug?
Janie, like you say, she's a rock star. She used to come to the track with her dad, and her brother Jimmy trained too. So she's got, you know, aside from basketball, her passion in life is definitely horse racing. She loves it, and she's very charitable. She used to run all the charity stuff for the Lakers. So Janie's an awesome lady, loves the ponies, which we all love. And, they're pretty with her and Mark Davis. They've got building a pretty good little stable, and she's just great to train for, because super patient. Horse always comes first. There's no pressure to run. And, it'd be great to get lucky in the first today.
Yeah, so they're doing the race horse ownership instead of the track for now. I encourage
I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. I would love for them to buy the track. That would be great.
Remember, we talked about that. When the news came down about the Buss family getting whatever it was, $10 billion or something. Hey, I'm about to take a little bit of that over here. Anyway.
We got some Showtime. We'll turn Showtime in Arcadia.
Yeah.
Showtime in Arcadia.
Would that be awesome? Hey, Doug, I get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, as you know, on a regular basis out there in Laverne, just off the southwest corner of D and Foothill, behind In-N-Out next to Stater Brothers. You guys are always busy, Doug.
I'm so proud of Daniel, my son. He's working his butt off and putting in 10-hour days and just with a smile on his face. He loves it. The whole corporation of Little Caesars is so great to all the franchisees. So we're having fun. They're out of Detroit, Michigan, which is my hometown. So
I love
it. Proud of being part of that whole deal. And, Little Caesars in Laverne, let's go.
Hey, Doug, leading trainer with 15 wins. Here's hoping maybe you try and go 5-for-5 today. Good luck, and thanks for all your support.
Your lips to God's ear. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day. Thank you, brother.
You as well. We'll step aside. Coming back strong, John Lindo, going to be sharing some thoughts. CTBA with a big awards banquet coming up. I believe that'll be a week from tomorrow, March 2nd, at the Le Méridien Hotel. Horse of the Year for the Cowbreds, up for grabs, and a lot more. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. It's getting kind of dangerous. Mike Willman, now we're heading down to Carlsbad. Going to say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I mentioned the CTBA Awards dinner that'll be a week from tomorrow at the La Meridian in Arcadia. But first things first, I got a text from Steve Johnson up at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. They are billing March Madness, what they do there at the South Point, as the most massive Madness party in Vegas, March 19, 20, and 21. Folks, take those dates down and call Steve right now before you hear the pitch. Toll free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. Check this out, John. Never any charge to park at the South Point, unlike so many struggling properties in Las Vegas. Free entry. Listen, $5, they're called Pendleton drinks, $4 Budweiser products, $5 Tito's drinks. That's like the most popular vodka around. And $20 buckets of six Buds. That's on the Las Vegas Strip at the South Point. That's their March Madness goings on March 19, 20, and 21.
Well, it's like what they do for the Super Bowl, the viewing parties, and the viewing parties they have for the Breeders' Cup and the Kentucky Derby. They make it a cost-friendly event. You come out with your friends. You can get in there. Like I say, no cost to get in the viewing rooms.
Nope.
You can, and, you know, it's a very minimal cost for your refreshments. You got the betting kiosks and live tellers right there if you want a little action while you're watching. So it really is a terrific place to come out and watch and wager. And I always have a good time. I'll be back out there.
13 20-foot screens, 2,000-seat capacity, 10 betting stations, and, of course, the race book is separate from the sports book. Hey, John, let's talk cowbreds. And everything's, you know, humming now at all the farms in the state. Legacy Ranch with the tremendous stallion roster. Forbidden Kingdom's first foals are hitting the ground. They've got Om represented by outstanding three-year-old filly from last year, Om and Joy. They've also got Tamarando. And, you know, any way you go up there, Clubhouse Ride, a traditional leading stallion. Just encourage folks to think about Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. Just an absolutely great option for the California breeder. That number to call up there, 209-759-3315. They got a 5/8-mile training track, John, as you know. Horses in training stand in the gate every day when they go to the gate. When these horses come into the racetrack, they're ready to go. They're ready to reach their potential, and that's all you can ask of coming off a farm. That's Legacy Ranch. Let them take you from conception to the starting gate.
Well, not only that, once you get them out here and Terry Knight's got them all ready to go, if you come up with a decent one, you've got all those different ways now to win that cowbred allowance condition a couple of times. It's not just dirt and turf. You can win it twice on the same surface. And you can register your foals, and it's not going to cost you anything. There are a lot of things the CTBA is doing to try and make it as owner and breeder friendly as possible to build the California breeding. And if you look at the races on a day-to-day basis, you see how many cowbreds are making up the cards at Santa Anita. It's an important part of our business.
Huge. It really is. Looking forward to that CTBA dinner a week from Monday there at the La Meridian Hotel in Arcadia. John, it's going to be interesting for Cowbred Horse of the Year. Three finalists. Lovesick Blues, he comes off a fifth-place finish in that $2 million sprint in Saudi Arabia. Manor Rose, what an incredible body of work. You know, throughout 2025, he comes off a graded stakes win last weekend at Santa Anita. And the aforementioned filly, you know, trained by Aggie Ordonez, Om and Joy, that's going to be a tough call. What do you think? Who's horse of the year, John?
Well, just looking at the resumes, you know, Lovesick Blues won the Grade 1 Bing Crosby at Del Mar, Grade 1 winning cowbred, and he was named top sprinter. Manor Rose did not win an award, you know, as far as the different divisions because of Lovesick Blues.
Yeah.
I would make him a slight favorite, but what Almond Joy did and how she got better throughout the year, and for those connections coming down from Northern California, that was an important part of the breeding business.
Big time.
So I wouldn't be unhappy to see Aggie Ordonez and her crew pick up the award, but I think you got to make Lovesick Blues the favorite.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, you win a grade one. Calbred, that speaks volumes. It really does, John. I mean, you're stepping absolutely out of your comfort zone. You're running not just an open company, but in a grade one at Del Mar.
That's not easy. I don't care where you're bred or anything else. Win a grade one at Del Mar, you're doing something.
And John, a quick mention. They've already named the California-bred two-year-old male. That's going to be Ocean Bear, owned and bred by Richard Barton, trained by George Papa Badramo. And Mohaven, the California-bred two-year-old female, owned by Pete and Ev Perella's Legacy Ranch, trained by John Sadler, bred by Richard Barton Enterprises. Want to say a big congratulations to them.
Richard Barton had a terrific year. He bred a lot of horses. He's done a terrific job of bringing in mares in foal, buying them back in Kentucky, foaling them out in California, breeding them back to California stallions, and making those foals cowbreds, and he's reaping the benefits. It's been a good program for that group.
And then, John, wanted to also mention one other thing before I lose my train of thought here. Oh, yeah. Nick Alexander with Speedy Wilson, champion three-year-old male, owner, breeder Nick Alexander, Phil D'Amato, who's going to join us top of the next hour, the trainer. And Nick just continues to hit it out of the park in terms of naming these horses. How about a first-time starter, 12-1 on the line in race one today? Stan the Man Musial, John.
You got to love it. He sends us to the record books. I know most of the baseball players, but when he gets into some of the other different categories, I have to see, well, who is that? Because you know it means something because Nick took the time to find
it. He goes into the country music thing. Songwriters, old singers, from way back. You learn a lot. And then he had that guy that was kind of a bounty hunter, and then he became a lawman and got killed. I forget his name, but he's run several times. I had no idea who the guy was. We lost you, John.
I said he makes us learn a little bit as we're going along here.
Yeah, exactly. A very edifying experience. All right, well, right now we'd like to make some money. So where do you want to go for radio?
Let's go to the fourth race today, Mike. In the fourth race, number six, Lady Detective, the second choice at 3-1 on the morning line. A dropper with speed, showed good speed on the grass last time, gets back on the dirt. Had a lot of excuses in her debut on the dirt when she didn't break. And as long as she breaks today from an outside post number six, she's going to control this race start to finish. If you can get the 3-1 morning line, you take it. Race number four, number six, Lady Detective at Santa Anita.
Okay, race number four, one in front of the pick six today. And a carryover. I know you're going to be taking a shot at it, John. Hey, listen, thanks so much. Anything else you want to mention before we say goodbye here?
Well, if you're going to that CTBA Awards dinner a week from tomorrow, you're going to see a few familiar jockeys inducted into the CTBA Hall of Fame. How about Chris McCarron, Mike Smith, and Gary Stevens all being inducted into the CTBA Hall of Fame?
That is absolutely huge. And are they all three going to be there? That would really be something.
I'd love to see it. I hope they all make it out.
Yeah, right. Hey, John, thanks so much. Look forward to you and Bob Ike this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. Thanks.
Good luck.
All right, let's get down Cotella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez on behalf of Night Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, eight of them tonight. You get underway at 5:40. And Doc Allred and Kathy, they're kicking $10,000 into that $2 pick six. Looking forward to it.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, a really good card tonight at Los Alamitos, headed by the Los Alamitos Later Stakes. A race with a first of almost $100,000. And all in all, the card really interesting. We have race number four, a 870-yard dash for some of the top distance runners here at Los Alamitos, including Tiz the Prospect, who won the Los Alamitos Winter Championship at 1,000 yards. And some horses that might be familiar to the daytime players, Roadtown, who's won several times, and Sensational ZZ, who's also visited the winner's circle many times during the daytime and has done well here at night as well. And race number seven, a nice allowance race. We have some stakes-winning returning horses, Just Being a Friend, who's closing in on $500,000 in earnings. You see that at a Governor's Cup Futurity winner from a few years ago, also returns to action for the first time since 2024. But the big, big race this evening is the Maiden Stakes in a big favorite, Hell on Wheels B. We have the toughest qualifier did not enter back. We'll see Tiramisu later in the year, but that makes Hell on Wheels B definitely the one to beat. He is from a family of outstanding runners, including the world champion Stoli's winner. 4-5 on the morning line, Hell on Wheels B. in a high price yearly. He was purchased for nearly $500,000. And the more he's run, the better he's done. Very professional horse. He's going to be very tough to beat in the Los Alamitos Maiden Stakes, Mike.
Okay, terrific. And if you could briefly recap the Denim and Diamonds from last night. Denim and Diamonds, I think winner of the 1981 Champion of Champions, R.D. and Joan Dale Hubbard. Great memories there at Los Al. But how did that stake go last night?
It went to I Am Candy for trainer Eddie Willis and Justine Kraber. What a terrific job she's been doing here at Los Alamitos, riding these quarter horses. She has won the PCQHRA Special Achievement Award as a rider each of the last 2 years because all she does is win and win in big races. She mm-hmm. was our leading stakes-winning rider last year with 6 victories. She rode the PCQHRA Horse of the Year Shaking Going On last year, as well as Grade 1 winners on Relentless, and now picks up her first stakes win of the year. I Am Candy just rocketed out of the gate, and the race was over from there. Justine just needed to make sure that the horse stayed engaged in how to fight off Silverback, who's become a really consistent top-level mare, but it belonged to I Am Candy. She gets that victory. And in the winner's circle, Mike, Justine with her trademark kiss. She blows a kiss every time that she enters the winner's circle. She gives a kiss to her friends and family in Oklahoma, Arizona, Colorado. Always fun to see Justine Kraber there in the winner's circle.
Okay, now let's get to it. Who's your best bet tonight?
I'm going to go, Mike, to race number 6. Very, very competitive race. I'm going to go with a horse that just kind of gets into a little bit of trouble every so often here on Los Al, has had a lot of bad luck. And I'm talking about Up a Lazy River here, 4-1 on the morning line for trainer Mike Castleman. And what a good year Mike Castleman's having right now. He is currently tied for the lead as our leading quarter horse trainer. I'll go with the 4, Up a Lazy River at 4-1. Just need her to get a nice trip, get a little bit of luck on her side. I'll go with the 4, Up a Lazy River at those odds, 4-1 in race number 6.
Okay, that's the Mills Brothers play of the night, Up a Lazy River, according to Orlando Gutierrez, and race 6 goes at 8 o'clock. Orlando, thanks so much. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike. You too.
Okay, a couple things. Racer Bill just texted me from Lafayette, Indiana, or close by, maybe Sunset. The guy I was trying to think of that Nick Alexander named a horse for, he'd been a bounty hunter, then a lawman, Tom Horn. And then I got a text from Aaron Hess correcting me, and I'm sorry, George Hicker. George is the guy that named Stan the Man Mutual in the first race, not Nick Alexander. It sure could have been, but that's George Hicker and his button stable. And I know George, Division I college basketball player back in the day at Syracuse. He played with Dave Bing. I'm sure he was a great admirer of number 6. Stan the Man Mutual, again, in race 1. We want to set the record straight. And listen, we did it. We'll take quick time out. Coming back with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. They're snowed out at Aqueduct, but he's going to take us down to South Florida. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Throwback LA. Don't forget, folks, we got a lot of shows straight ahead. And we're going to blow right past the top of the hour. Jim Healy used to say the dreaded 6 o'clock tone. We don't have a 9 o'clock tone, but if we did, we're going by it. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. As advertised, we head back to New York, say hello to an idol, Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts today. You guys are looking to be snowed out, huh?
Yes, we're getting blizzard conditions up here in New York, expecting somewhere between a foot and 18 inches. So, yeah, not a lot of racing going on in the Empire State today.
Before you take us by the hand down to South Florida for a radio selection, I got to mention this to you. Here in the Western Forum, it's page 4, Daily Racing Forum. I've got a stone Mike Socia lookalike for you, and it's Gary Siatka, who has announced his retirement. There's a picture of him. And I'm telling you what, if you trace back the family trees, they got to be from somewhere in the close proximity there in Italy. But, man, do these guys look alike. I'm sure you've dealt with him. I've heard he's a great guy. Sad to hear that he's retiring for a number of reasons.
Yeah, sad to hear about his retirement. And, you know, I know his wife had to deal with some health issues a few years ago. He's dealing with some now, but... Yeah. You know, Gary's a great guy, staple of New York racing, and really sorry to see him walking away, but hopefully he's still around the track a lot and still keeping us company up here in New York.
A two-time winning trainer at Belmont, and he's not braggadocious, but the quote in the form says, you know, he was leading trainer at these two meets. He said, when they were Belmont meets, end quote. And that means when, in his opinion, the competition was a little stiffer, Matthew.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a lot of the hopes that we have for opening the new Belmont Park as we get back to those old Belmont days with a lot of competition with, you know, great trainers like Chad Brown and Brad Cox and Todd Pletcher all running their best horses up here. So looking forward to hopefully a new chapter.
Well, and you're getting the Breeders' Cup back. All right, let's get to it. 10 of them today at Gulfstream Park. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the last one. Let's go to the bailout race. Race 10, 4:49 p.m. Eastern, 1:49 p.m. Pacific. It's a maiden special weight going a mile on the green stuff. And I really like the number 10 in this race, De Capri, for trainer Mark Cassie, who's firing off on all cylinders at a lot of different tracks right now. But this is one getting back on the turf, the number 10, De Capri, at 10-1 on the morning line. Johnny Velasquez had a few options in this race, chose to stay here. I think they kind of figured this one out last time out. I know it was against Maiden Optional Claiming Company, but I think they know to put this one up front. Johnny V on the lead, always dangerous. I think this one really perks back up getting on the turf and going on the lead going long this time in particular. So for me, De Capri at 10-1 in race 10.
And again, post time 4:49 Eastern. Hopefully the Big A, you're back up and running next weekend. I can tell you the weather out here, as you've seen on television, it is absolutely tremendous. And this is the kind of weather Santa Anita was, you know, well, you call it spectacular Santa Anita. You don't have to do much selling to get that notion across.
No, you don't. Out there, it's absolutely beautiful. But, yeah, hopefully, I think next weekend we look a lot better for our big Gotham Day card on Saturday. So that'll be a lot of fun. And listen, huge races at Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, all over the country next weekend.
Matt, have a great day. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll go ahead and hit our post-top-of-the-hour timeout. We'll do it real quick. We're coming back strong. Heading to Santa Anita, going to be checking in with Phil D'Amato, top trainer Phil D'Amato. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV weighing in as well. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Yep, you saw me up.
Yes, indeed. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We do the show each and every Sunday year-round here, 8 to 10, from the Big A in Anaheim, and the Angels will be taking on the D-backs. You can catch it right here on AM 830, beginning with Trent Rush and Angels warm-up at 11:30. Game time is 12 noon Pacific, 1 o'clock Mountain, which is Phoenix time. So stay tuned right here to AM 830 as the Halos compete for the second time this spring today. And this will be the spring training debut here in 2026 of one Mike Trout, who we expect to see in center field. A guy who's always center field joins us right now, trainer Phil D'Amato up at Santa Anita. Hey, Phil, good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Anytime.
Great to have you aboard. Your assessment of the way things are going for your barn, I know you can never have enough replenishment. In your case, you've had great success going over to England, Ireland, and so on, and getting turf horses that you guys project doing well on firmer turf, which is what we have primarily here in Southern California. You've got 10 wins with 31 days in the books, but just your assessment of how things are going, and it's nice to have good weather.
Yeah, you know, I think things overall, they're okay. I mean, what probably hurt my barn, I'd say a good portion, was Umberto Rispoli going down. He was my main rider and rode a lot of these horses. And without him and just trying to figure out which of these jockeys fit which horse has kind of been a little bit of a chore for me. Including that with developing some of these horses. But, you know, overall we're okay. We're a lot of all our big guns are about to start appearing. And, you know, I think, we've got a lot of good young talent from Europe and abroad. So I think overall, I think you're going to see things picking up for me here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so a lot to look forward to. Give us one or two big guns that are going to be center stage in the not-too-distant future.
I think you're going to see Thought Process next week come back. She's a really nice filly, won a few graded stakes for me last year. She's come back better than ever. I got her breathing 5/8 and 58 and change this morning, and it looked like she was going 102. And that's kind of the sign of a good horse. So
yeah,
she's coming back. You know, I've got a lot of good ones, but Stronghold's probably a good month away. He's coming back. The Padre. So I've got a lot of good ones. Kind of, you know, probably within the next month or two, you'll see it steadily appearing.
Terrific. Listen, you've got a first-time starter debuted. In Ireland on November 7th, and a three-year-old gelding, he's only run once over there, was 50-1, but he didn't run like it. Fourth beat 2.5 lengths, going a flat mile. That was in a 13-horse field. You get Antonio Fresu for some people that you've had a lot of success for, the owners, debuting on Lasix here at a mile on grass. What do you make of his chances? Can he compete here first out in this country?
Yeah, we're going to find out. He's done everything right. We're just going to, you know, just kind of ride him typical European style, just tuck him in and come with the run. I'm not sold on him being a two-turn horse until he shows me, but he's done enough to show me he's ready to run. So we're going to kind of employ that tactic and come running today and see what he does. But a neat horse overall, and a good sized horse, and with a good mind on him. So, and the other thing is, I like Antonio. He does well with these Europeans. He knows what makes them tick and how they needed to be ridden, you know, for success.
I would imagine Frank Miramonte is going to be shooting you a text. He likes to get the pronunciation correct. Does a great job with that. Can you share with our audience, how do you pronounce this horse's name in race one, number 8?
The owner told me yesterday it's Coco, so
I'll take it.
That's what we're gonna go with. I had no idea until that's what he told me, and that's what we're gonna go with.
All right, now you got another tongue twister in race 7, and I know from looking at the tape, Frank had Ira Shuck This is an Irish bred. On January 8th, one of three horses coming out of the Eddie Logan. To me, he's in a very deep and competitive $100,000 Pasadena today at a mile on turf. The problem he had last time out was, as you know, Phil, he got pretty full of himself. He was a little bit ranked there going into the first term with Rispoli. You've got Antonio Frasu here.
Yeah, you know, I think Umberto was trying to do what he did last time, the previous time with him. That almost worked in the Del Mar race. And this last time, there wasn't a lot of pace. And we tried to do that, and it probably just wasn't the right tactic. I think today we're just going to – he's just going to place himself. Wherever he's comfortable and wants to be placed, that's where we're going to put him. Like I said, last time, I think, you know, we told Umberto to try to get him back and come with the run, and on dawdling fractions, it was just the wrong thing, and he ended up having to fight him
yeah.
the whole time. So this time we learned from that, and like I said, he might be more – tactical today in a stalking position. And I think this horse will appreciate like a full field and a true form, you know,
truly run race. Yeah. Instead of
exactly.
the short field where they bunch up and, you know, you want to be able to get a rhythm going. And this is a horse that needs that. I'm going to ask you what I asked Doug O'Neill earlier in the show. I say the race looks wide open, but boy, the way Greenwich Village one sprinting in the Baffle coming down the hillside January 25th. I think he's going to be the favorite. Can you guys beat this horse, do you think?
Yeah, we're going to try to. I would say he's a – I saw him in the paddock last time. He's a big, good-looking, long-bodied horse that looks like, you know, definitely two turns shouldn't be a problem for him. The only knock I would say, which really isn't a knock, is – he just was in the right spot. All those horses were going and wants that last there and just made the last run. But that's what I'm going with to hopefully have a chance to beat him. But in terms of looks, he has everything going for him to be a really nice horse.
Yeah, he finished up like a horse that should appreciate the bit of a stretch out here. Last thing, you've got Nell's Legacy in the ninth today. This is a horse who's been away since mid-May of last year. What kind of style do you think is she going to employ today, coming down the hillside for the first time?
Yeah, I think she's got to be tactical. She's a filly. I think the further back you take her, the less effective she is. She needs to be in a tactical position and ready to pounce at the top of the lane.
Phil, thank you so much for your time, and wishing you all the best. I get the sense that your barn is ready to really start hitting your best stride now as we near the halfway point of this meet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Anytime.
All right, Phil D'Amato from Santa Anita, and now as advertised, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel. I'm not quite sure where he's at this morning. Kurt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Mike, good to talk to you down at the San Clemente compound before I head up north to Santa Anita for what looks like a really good card, Mike, and a nice pick six carryover, old school carryover to spice things up today at $40,000.
Exactly. Boy, you're going to have a great look at the mountains all the way up.
Yeah.
That makes the drive a little bit more palatable.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday, Mike. I you know what ran through my head, Mike, because people around the country think of L.A. and Southern California, they'd be shocked driving up the 605 and the 5 and the 405 seen those snow-covered mountains, and it was down real low yesterday driving.
I know. You know, Kurt, as a little kid, I don't know why I flashed on this, but I can remember being at the Coliseum at a Rams game and seeing that snow, and it's like you could touch it. Here you are in downtown L.A., you know?
Right? Yeah.
Amazing.
Cool view.
Hey, one guy I meant to give a tip of the cap to in the last hour, Kurt, the CTBA announced some award winners. Horse of the Year still up for grabs, but Steve Knapp, the CTBA Trainer of the Year, this guy works hard, Kurt, and it's obviously no fluke. He's putting year after year after year together, winning at a good percentage, good turnover in his barn in terms of the claiming ranks, which is what you have to have. I just want to salute Steve. I really do.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike, and I guarantee you who loves him, the Southern California racing offices, right?
He runs, Mike.
He claims, he moves, he drops, he raises, he's in the game, he's out there all the time with his horses. Yeah, he does a very good job, and he's become, like, to me, that steady 15% trainer, which is solid. He wins races. You know, you can depend. The horse are going to fire in the right spot. So I'm with you. And I was going through those awards yesterday. I'm like, that's nice to spread out all those awards and honor all the people who put so much money in the game in California.
Like it.
You and I know it's very, very expensive to do it.
And I want to mention, Kurt, I got a text from Bill Nader. Does such a great job with the Thoroughbred Owners of California. Mm-hmm. Speculated on air with John Lindo. They've got three jockeys they're putting in the CTBA Hall of Fame. And they've been Hall of Famers, I mean Hall of Famers, for a long, long time. Three of the all-time greats, Mike Smith, Chris McCarron, and Gary Stevens. And Bill texted me, and he said, Chris McCarron, Gary Stevens, probably doubtful at this point, but just want to get that out there. Speaking of jockeys, Kurt, we've got a hell of a race in the jockey standings at Santa Anita through 31 days. Kazushi Kimura with a double yesterday. He's up two on Juan Hernandez, 26-24. And then Amiciel Jaramillo, what an impact he's made with his agent Tom Canoes coming in. They're third, I believe, at 23.
Yeah, real good battle, Mike. And, you know, I've been a fan of Kazushi Kimura since he first started riding. I really like the way he rides and handles himself, professionalism, and the way he puts horses into the race, Mike. He is a really, really good rider. And, you know, Florent Giroux making a little impact, Mike. He won the stake yesterday. He's had a couple of winners since coming to California. So, yeah, good, strong jockey colony.
And, Kurt, let's face it. Let's face facts. People talk, especially at the racetrack. Giroux's stock was down. I mean, he was top tier a few years back. Stock was down. He kind of fell out of favor in the Brad Cox barn with the Ortiz boys really kind of establishing themselves. But Umberto Rispoli gets hurt. Him and his agent, Matt Nakatani, talk. I think maybe Umberto said, hey, what about Florent? And Matt picks him up. They come out, and they're doing well. I mean, his business is good.
Yeah, and that was a good one yesterday, Mike. That stake, the wishing well, that was a hell of a horse race between Gracely and Saratoga Special. I thought Saratoga Special, Baltus Import.
Looked like he had him measured. Her measured, yeah.
Right? Had her measured at the eighth hole, Mike, but that Gracely dug down deep and thought Frank had a nice touch when she came to the winner's circle talking about being undefeated in 5-for-5 and spicing things up a little bit, which I really enjoyed that part. Frank does that, Mike. And, you know, gratefully undefeated. I know Bobby Falcone to be happy bringing a horse out here. You want to get rolling, win a race. That was a good little stake race yesterday.
And, you know, Kurt, everybody knows, comparatively speaking, our purses don't match up with places like Oakland, even in New York, and so on. But don't you think some of those people, they got to be looking out here now that we've got, it looks like, Knockwood, the wet weather behind us. Man, I don't know. It's a great place to train when the main track's open. We have a lot of restrictions. But, you know, if we could ever get some of these other things taken care of, the other things being ancillary sources of revenue to help our purses, just think about what we could be doing, Kurt.
No question about it, Mike. And I think the turf's such a big part of the program. I'm looking at today's overnight. There's
100%
turf races on today's card, right, Mike? And that's the key. And that goes hand-in-hand with the weather because, you know, if the turf races fill, you get good competitive races. I myself prefer to bet on turf races. I know a lot of players are like that. So I think the key, weather, getting these full fields. And I think today's card is good, Mike. Some depth, especially, I thought, to the later races this afternoon.
And, Kurt, speaking of the turf, I'm going to re-air a little bit of a beef, and our players feel the same way. You know where I'm going. I'd like to be on the hillside quite a bit more often. I don't understand. For instance, yesterday's Wishing Well was run 6 furlongs on turf on the flat. That used to always be off the hill. Wishing Well, the dam of the great Sunday silence. But it's just in the Clocker's Corner used to be off the hill. I don't understand.
Yeah, I prefer the on-the-hill races myself. I love the downhill turf course. We wasted those years for unknown reasons when we didn't run on the downhill turf course. I'm a big fan
of it. I'll tell you why. We were listening to non-racing people.
Right.
That's why. Who have anything but our best interests at heart. They have our demise at heart. That's what.
People who literally don't have a clue.
None.
Leave it at that. No, zero.
Unfortunately, it looks like they're in the boardroom. Hey, Kurt, a sad note, a guy that I know you were familiar with, had a heck of a career. His father, Arnold Winnick, was a giant in Chicago, Florida. Randy Winnick, former trainer, was a steward for a period of time. He left us last Sunday at age 76, and he had Eclipse Champion 2-year-old back in 1993, Brocco. And programming note, Kurt, I'm really looking forward to having John White on in a few minutes to talk about Randy and the run that he had.
Yeah, I got to know him fairly well, Mike, years back when Randy was out here. And when he was a steward, I forgot about that, Mike, until I read the obituary. And then I remember talking to him up in the press box.
Very intelligent guy, Kurt. Very intelligent guy.
Mike, yeah. Been a tough week for our sport, right, Mike?
It's unreal.
It really has. It really has, Mike.
I'll tell you another thing about Randy, and this says a lot to me about people. As you know, Kurt, I cut my teeth with trainer Leonard Dorfman, an older guy. Right. I had tremendous respect for him, a great horseman and patient. And Randy, late in his career, he no longer had the big stable, the grade one stock. He had a small barn with stable right in front of Leonard on the backstretch. And, I mean, he really liked Leonard. He paid him great respect, and you could tell that he knew what Leonard was, what his career had been. And that was the kind of guy Randy was. He was very mindful of those who preceded him and the history of the game. And that says a lot to me about the man.
Yeah, it sure does, Mike. The respect and the history and the guys who've been around and just done such a good professional job. Yeah, like a lot of guys, Mike, in the last few weeks, will be missed, right?
Absolutely, Kurt. John Sheriff's top of mind. We talked a lot about him, last Sunday. Just a shock. Hey, Kurt, you work for FanDuel. You're on track, it looks like, all the time now, which is great news for the players.
Yeah.
You do such a great job. Todd Schrupp out now. I exchanged text messages with Todd last weekend briefly. Said it's been a rough couple of days, obviously. You were in Oregon when this thing happened, Kurt.
Yeah.
But the lineup, it's really shaking things up.
Yeah, it has, Mike. It's nice, funny you mentioned I was on vacation up in Oregon for about 10 days, and, boy, I missed a lot, right?
Boy.
Unfortunately, with Todd, John Shurris passed away, another friend of mine passed away who I hadn't seen for a while. So, yeah, it kind of puts things in perspective, Mike, definitely in life and the way you handle things from a personal standpoint. And I obviously, Mike, I can't go into all the details and talk about everything else, but
of course
I'm going to miss working with Todd Schrupp.
Yeah.
Todd is one of the best I've ever worked with. You and I have talked about it often because we've both been in that role, Mike. Todd's one of the best hosts I have ever worked with.
Incredibly talented guy. Incredibly talented guy.
Say the best host I've ever worked with. And I'm going to miss being around him. Mike, I'm still going to see him. But from a personal standpoint, because Todd and I had other interests. We would talk music a lot.
I know.
We'd talk sports a lot and just kind of hang out. So, again, that's way above my pay grade, Mike. I will miss working with him, and I will leave it at that.
Yeah, a player, that I'll tell you that. I mean, he went to the windows, Kurt. He was all in. He really was.
For sure.
Yeah, and you are as well. Well, listen, for the listener.
Hey, Mike, I had to duck in something before you go because we were talking about Kazushi Kimura, and on Friday he put up a really good ride on Coach Cronin. Cronin, the horse, got the money. Big win, Mike. And I was so happy to see UCLA win last night with Coach Cronin because Mick Cronin is a grade one top-tier basketball coach, Mike. And despite some of the misguided attempts and off wrong analysis by columnists like Bill Plaschke, the LA Times, Coach Cronin is a basketball coach, Mike. And as you know, sometimes, you're going to get a little tough on your players. That's part of sports. And, Mike, I think the players responded. Do you? They were down 33 in the first half to a number 10 ranked Illinois. Down 23 points. I'm sorry, it was 33-10. Down 23 points. Down 23 in the first half. Came back to win the game. Beat Illinois, who is a top 10 team. And I've watched Illinois play a couple times, Mike. They're a Final Four kind of team. Point being, the players responded, Mike. That's why coaches sometimes do that. I don't know why some sports writers don't quite understand that part of sports, especially college basketball, Mike, because I watch as much college basketball as anybody in the world, and it was so apparent those players responded to that discipline or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
maybe across the line of points, Mike, I get that, but it's sports. It's not YMCA league basketball or
patty
cake playing.
Right. I know.
It's real sports. And I'm so glad to see him, Mike, because I like Coach Cronin.
Right.
And he's a hell of a basketball coach.
And Mick Cronin is what that program so desperately needed. They play tough defense. They're a Midwestern-type basketball team. But I will say this. I didn't see the incident at Michigan State, but Cronin, he certainly appeared to be genuinely contrite about it. He said, I misread it. What he saw, he said, when I looked at the tape, I saw it wrong. And he showed that kid up, kicked him out of the gym or whatever. He thought he intentionally committed a flagrant foul, and he didn't. So I was glad to see Mick walk it back. Full disclosure, I did meet him one time, Kurt, at Santa Anita. He was out there with his dad. And Mick Cronin, that's the horse, was originally with Doug O'Neill. I told you this story, Kurt, about Hep Cronin, his dad. He's the all-time leading high school basketball coach in the city of Cincinnati with 400 wins. And I have to believe he employed a very similar style to that of his son. They say a good stud stamps his foals. But we got talking. He was a senior in high school the same year as Pete Rose. We've heard of him.
Wow.
And I think Mick, his dad, Hep, played for whatever it was north, and Pete Rose played for whatever it was south. They played in the city championship, and Hep Cronin's team won. He said, you know, Pete was second team all-city, second base. I bet you couldn't tell me who was first team. I said, well, it had to be you.
Otherwise, he would have told you the story, right?
Yeah. The windup and the pitch, right, Kurt? But
right, exactly, Mike. But like I said, if your team's quit on you and you're down 23 in the first half, you get blown out.
That's
game, set, and match, right? If the players have mailed it in, and it does happen, it definitely happens. But it went the other way because he is a respected coach. I was out to dinner a couple weeks ago, Mike, with an old coaching friend of mine, a college basketball coach, and we were talking about things. You know, sometimes how it gets like that in the locker room.
Coach Larry. Eustace.
Coach Larry. Especially in this day and age, you know. And, you know, told me some stories I can't go into. But it, just to that point, hey, there's, you know, it's the big leagues, Mike. It's pressure. It's a lot. Yeah, you make mistakes sometimes. Everyone does. But that's high-level sports. It's not
Kurt,
for the faint of heart. Mike,
as
right?
you and I have talked about many times, sports isn't always nice. It just isn't.
No. It's just, no, it's not.
It's not patty cake.
Not,
yeah.
No,
all right.
No. You know, from watching some of the Olympics, Mike, you see that. You see the intensity and some of the intense preparation and the athleticism and what goes into that. It's a lot besides what you just see on the screen, right?
A whole lot. Hey, Kurt, how about a winner for the listening audience that we don't have time to stay tuned all the way this afternoon for FanDuel?
Okay, Mike, I'll tell you what. You guys have been talking a lot about the Pasadena, which is an excellent stakes race, and I'm going to take a wild swing and take a shot, Mike. I like the longest shot in the morning line. I thought the 3, Caro Buono, had a big look for Leonard Powell. If you go back and watch his races, he ran really well in his California debut. He was 4th behind John Sadler's nice horse, Hey Nene, and Plutarch, Bob Baffert's good horse. He's come back with a couple of trouble trips. If you watch both the two races at Del Mar, never really had a clear run either time. In behind horses, bottled up, had traffic, just didn't get free running. I don't know if he's good enough, Mike, but at 20-1, if he gets a clean trip, and I think this big field with some pace around it will help him.
Yeah.
I used to ride back, which I like, because you rode him last time. Look, it's a real tough race, and he's going to have to run better, but I think he will, Mike, because he's had two rough trips. So let's go to number 3, Caro Buono in the Pasadena. He's 20-1 on the morning line.
We'll look for you today on FanDuel TV. Are you going to be on the set or out doing some reportage?
I will be on the set. Me and my old friend Scott Hazelton will take home the last 5 races. Though maybe the whole pick 6 will be on for Mike.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Kurt. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, before we break, Andy Harrington from National Turf standing by very patiently. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's great. It's always enjoyable to listen to Kurt.
Yeah, and one thing I've been forgetting to mention all morning, you know, with the passing of John Sheriffs, there was speculation about where the CRK horses were going. We knew Pete Erton was going to get most of them, but glad to hear Kurt's really good friend Bob Hess Jr. is getting a half dozen, the aforementioned Leonard Powell getting 2, and it was announced on Monday, Hall of Famer by the name of Billy Mott, he gets the big horse, a very big 3-year-old from last year, Baeza. And safe to say, Andy, Bill Mott is getting a full tank of gas. I'm really excited to see what Baeza can do this year.
Yeah, you know, he obviously got better as the year went along, and I think he'll be better this year. I think he's sort of got an East Coast style the East Coast tracks, the wider turns, the less emphasis on speed. It might play right into to his Ballywick. So maybe, you know, obviously Bill Mott is a genius, so I can only see blue skies ahead for the horse.
Andy, I'm up against the clock. Where can we make some money today?
Full field coming down the hill.
What race is that again? You were underwater there for a minute.
The 9th race.
Okay.
We got a full field coming down the hill. There's a horse from the Mike Pipey Bar coming off a layoff, the 9 horse, America's Mark. a filly by American Pharoah. It's trained fantastically. It's 2 for 2 on the grass. It's 1 sprinting. It's 1 routing. Draws the outside post. Kazuchi Kimura has been working the horse. Every draw I've seen, I've really liked. This horse seems like it's got some upside. It looks plenty fit to come down the hill. So at 9 to 2, I thought it was a very good gamble here. So we're going to go to the 9th race, number 9, America's Mark.
And folks, go to nationalturf.com. Catch Andy's stuff for the rest of the story. Andy, thank you.
Super. Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. A red hot handicapper is next up, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of betonbruce.com. He's followed by the legendary John White. Then we got Toby Khaled, take two with Jonathan Hart, doing a lot of shows straight ahead.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharoah went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, let's don't waste any time. Get up to Las Vegas, Nevada. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. First things first, on behalf of the listeners, great job last Sunday at Goldstream. You nailed Gallo del Fuego at $10.80. Heck of a job, Bruce.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love when Danny Aiello announces the rider, Luca Panici. I love the way he does that. So got an extra added thrill. In fact, I'm going to go back to that rider just for that very reason today.
Well, good. You know, that's one thing about announcers. They do sell the game. And that's why I've always said your sound system is so incredibly important. It enhances the on-track experience. Of course, you're out in satellite land and have been for many years.
Yeah, and Aiello's kind of an underrated caller, Mike. He has a lot of, you know, feeling into his call. I mean, you know, he plays around with the name. I think he does a really nice job. You know,
great job. I tell you what, he's got a command of every field. That is undeniable.
Yes.
Frank Miramati brought him in a couple of years ago, and I know he actually called a hillside race on one of the Breeders' Cup days. It wasn't a Breeders' Cup race, but, I mean, he stepped in there and acted like he'd been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, he does a very nice job, and I, like I said, puts some personality into the call, too.
All right, what are we going to do for your first on-air selection today?
Let's go to the eighth race.
Oh, by the way, it's Pete Aiello, Bruce.
Oh, did I say Danny Aiello? Pete?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting mixed up with the actor. Sorry about that. Pete Aiello.
Okay.
Apologize for that, Pete. Eighth race of Gulfstream. I'm going to go with a horse that actually, if I'm not mistaken, Toby gave out as a sharp winner, the rail horse Equitas, who had switched from the Todd Pletcher barn in New York, came off more than a three-month layoff, Mike. They put the blinkers on, and this horse looked like a different horse this day. Kind of a plodder in New York. He pressed a hot pace. I mean, he had the lead after about 5/8 of a mile, and the pace was fast. He kind of looked like maybe took a second breath when he switched leads. He kind of was a little bit in neutral at the top of the lane, but then he had like a second run, and he just blew away the field. His next race, he came back maybe a little too quick. He came back 3 weeks later. He was on synthetic, not the grass. He sat second behind a loose on the leader, and he ran a little bit on the flat side. I'm willing to forgive that race. He's back on grass today. He has positional speed, the rail, and he's got that man Luca Panici. So race eight, the one, Equitas, listed at 9-2.
Terrific. 12:30 first post at Santa Anita. A pick six carryover of better than 40,000. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the eighth race, Cowbreds allowance horses. And a horse that's really feeling good right now and improving, Mike. Check out the six, Majestic Palisades. Since being taken over by Librato Barocchio, this horse is really up to the game. He has two wins. His last race, he was second at this level on a speed-favoring track. The winner, Berlin Wall, was the big favorite. He had an outside run. He moved first, and this horse had to kind of sit and wait on the rail, went around horses, and there was a no-passing zone that day. I thought he was game to kind of clear the field, the rest of the field, to finish second. Again, he just looks like a brand-new racehorse. He's got a better-than-look race over the track last out. Race eight, the six. Majestic Palisades listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, post time for race 8, 4:07. What's at betonbruce.com right now, Bruce?
So we have the two racetracks that we're covering today. Full card at Santa Anita, light pick 5 at Gulfstream Park. We call that the combo platter. Audio is included. Also best bets at Santa Anita with audio at all at betonbruce.com.
Terrific. Hey, always enjoy it. Let's go for two in a row on air here today, either at Santa Anita or down there at Gulfstream Park. Thanks, Bruce.
Sounds like a pan, Mike. Take care.
You as well. And guy we haven't talked to on air in a long, long time, I said the legendary John White. He's a member of the Washington State Thoroughbred Horse Racing Hall of Fame, long-time chart caller for Daily Racing Form and columnist. on-air staple with HRTV and the simulcast signal at Santa Anita for many years, as well as a racing official. I consider him a good friend. John White, good morning. How are you, John?
Good morning, Mike. Doing great.
Listen, I thought of you when the news about Randy Winnick came down, and I got a text from his good friend, Private Clocker Gary Young, last Sunday. It was so, so sad. And Randy was 76. You know, he accomplished so much as a trainer and then was, in my opinion, a very highly respected racing official. But I know you were close with Randy during that run by Bracco. You know, he was two-year-old Eclipse champion, and you were all over it back in those days. John, talk about that.
Well, actually, unfortunately, Bracco didn't get the Eclipse Award because that went to De Haer, even though Bracco drilled De Haer in the Breeders' Cup.
I'm sorry. That's because Bracco got beat in the Hollywood Futurity, and
yep,
they talked him into running in there.
Yeah, Ron McAnally trained Valiant Nature, upset Bracco, but Bracco certainly absolutely destroyed De Haer, winning that Breeders' Cup by 5 lengths. De Haer was the 3-5 favorite in that race and finished up the track in 8th. But Bracco was a grandson of a horse called Aurelius II, who was trained by Mel Studi. And Aurelius actually ran him in the first Long Acres Mile I ever saw in 1966.
Good grief.
At the age of 11. So,
did Bobby Jennings ride that horse, John?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes, he did. And he won the Long Acres Mile on Aurelius for Mel the year before in 1966. My first Long Acres Mile actually was 1967.
Amazing.
And I bet that winner in that race, Keen's Favor, who had won stakes at Santa Anita earlier in his career for Joe Gottstein, who built Long Acres.
Yeah.
But Randy Winnick was a class act. He not only trained Bracco, but people that are really long in the tooth on the Southern California circuit, a race that it's just real epic in Southern California racing annals, and that's the 1981 Oak Tree Invitational. I urge your listeners, if you're a racing fan, go to YouTube and type in 1981 Oak Tree Invitational. That was one of the most famous wins by the superstar John Henry.
John, you sent me that race, and I keep looking at it over and over and over again. It was kind of a rematch of the inaugural Arlington Million. A lot of people thought when they went to break after they hit the wire, Dick Enberg was, at that time, I believe it was CBS, maybe NBC, I'm not sure. But
NBC.
Yep. A lot of people thought that the BART had won it, trained by John Sullivan, Eddie D up. Shoemaker was on John Henry. They come out of the break, and it's John. They got back together at 1.5 miles on turf in the Oak Tree Invitational 1971. And they're heading head down the backside. The BART's empty, turning for home. But here comes Spence Bay and Fernando Toro on the far outside. It looked like he couldn't. I wish we had Fernando with us right now, because I guarantee you he'd say, yeah, I couldn't lose. But it was John Henry. You know, I think maybe Spence Bay put a neck in front. John's on the rail. He battles back and somehow wins going away. Alan Buchdahl had the call. And it was an epic performance, John. I'm so glad you sent that to me.
Well, and Randy Winnick trained Spence Bay, who had started off in the United States in Florida and then came to California.
Yep.
And, boy, he was primed for a huge effort that day. And as you say, Mike, I mean, Spence Bay just came on, looked like an absolute winner. He got the lead from John Henry, and I tell you, anybody that saw that race live, I mean, you just will never forget it, because you just don't see horses do what John Henry did that day with Shoemaker up, and it was just absolutely phenomenal. So
it was great racing. It really was. And another thing that stood out about it, not only Alan Buchdahl, you know, he didn't have a lot of flash, but, man, he's easy to listen to, and he nailed the entire thing. But the sound system. You could just tell in those days our sound system had just flooded the zone, and you heard the sound kicking back a little bit. It helped make the show the show. It really did, John.
Well, and I will say, too, not only was I around Randy Winnick as a journalist and as a broadcaster, but then I did have the honor of working with him, hard to believe for me, 16 years ago at Fairplex.
Yeah.
In the steward stand with Randy Winnick and Daryl McCarg, who's now the chief steward of the state of California.
Yep.
And we had a match race opening day at that meet that I worked. It was called the King of the Ring. And it was a match race between two of the top bullring riders in the history of Fairplex, David Flores and Martin Pedroza.
Yeah.
And Flores won the race wire to wire on Cat Brando, trained by a guest on your show earlier today, Doug O'Neill. He was the trainer. And Cat Brando, a California-bred son of Bertrando. And guess who trained Bertrando for his final eight starts
John
of his career?
John Sheriff. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
They had sent him to stud. He came back in. He was owned by Eddie Nahum. Eddie couldn't get his license. I'm not saying he wasn't an intelligent guy, but he certainly wasn't a horseman. And he made the right move in enlisting the services of one John Sheriffs, who unfortunately passed away last week as well. Hey, John White, we're out of time. I'm so glad I had you on. Let's don't wait so long next time.
One thing I wanted to say about John Sheriffs, he's been on the ballot for the Hall of Fame several times. It's an absolute, it's ridiculous that John Sheriffs has not already been inducted into the National Hall of Fame. And one reason this is such a travesty, Mike, John Sheriffs was a real historian of racing, not only a tremendous horseman, but he was a real historian. It would have meant the world to John Sheriffs.
Yeah, it would have. It would have
gone into the Hall of Fame alive.
John, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much, folks. Stay with us. Toby Callett from South Florida, take two with Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurman, Los Angeles. Quick tip of the cap to great supporters of the show, Holly and David Wilson from David Wilson's Toyota of Orange fame and so much more. Along with Vladimir Serin and Juan Hernandez, they took yesterday's fifth race at Santa Anita, 6.5 on grass with Doncic, able to prevail by a nose at 2.5-1, paid $7.20 to win, and was haulered out of the race for $32,000 by Jeff Mullins. We get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Hey, Mike. I'll make it quick and painless for you. Had Bruce Finkelstein give out the one Equitas in the eighth race today at Gulfstream. Races 9 and 10 also would be part of the pick three, closing pick three, but they're also 9 and 10, the two legs of the coast to coast. So in the ninth race, we're going to look at the two Latch the Hatch, the 6 El Najad, and the 8 Mish. That's 2, 6, 8 in the ninth. And then in the 10th race, I like the 8 Icona. We'll use the 8 over the 4, 3, and 2. How do you do? Take a close look at the 4. Same trainer as Bruce's horse in the 8. He might be looking for bookends of that pick 3. Closes it out. Have a nice day.
Toby, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Toby Callett from South Florida. And now, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Let me ask you, were you surprised that they sent the horse to Mott Baeza? I was shocked, honestly. I mean, they're sending a horse like this to their number one competition. He's got sovereignty. Good luck juggling both of them and making everyone happy.
Well, I'll be honest. I knew some things kind of under the radar, which I'm not going to talk about publicly. I wasn't that surprised. I think he's a great fit with Billy Mott. You definitely want to avoid sovereignty as long as you can. How about the Breeders' Cup Classic and Billy Mott kind of has to get somewhere where nobody can see him when they're running the race, you know? as I said earlier, John, I don't care if it's Billy Mott or whoever, they're getting a full tank of gas with that horse. I still think he's got tremendous upside.
Absolutely, but it just seems like strange that you're sending a horse to your number one competition. But I'm sure they know what they're doing. They're a lot smarter than I am. But
that goes without saying. You know that, John.
Yeah, I know that. There's a lot of people. What does that mean?
All right, listen, we got 10 of them today in Arcadia. We get underway at 12:30. Where are you going to go for radio?
Well, we went to Arcadia in our first. Well, on our first hour in the ninth race, we gave out the 4 Garden Party. So now we're going to go to Oakland for radio play number 2, the fifth race today.
By the way, they run in the mud at Oakland. Have you noticed that, John?
And they do, and they don't even have to add chemicals to the track or nothing. They don't seem to miss a beat unless it's really bad. Anyway,
yeah.
Fifth race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 10 horse in here, Martini Blue. This is an 8-year-old gelding who was claimed last time out by trainer Abel Rodriguez Ramirez, who only happens to be 4-for-9 at the meet. Amir Mendoza board to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. Number 10, Martini Blue, wins today's fifth race out at Oaklawn Park.
Okay, the fifth at Oaklawn of 9, and post time for race 5 is 2:34 Central. They're 2 hours in front of us. John, talk about the website, JONHARDOON.com. Obviously, Aqueduct sidelined today due to a heavy, heavy expected snow today.
Yeah, we have 3 tracks up, Mike. We have Gulfstream, Oakland, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections. 3 best plays is $10, full card $25, and that's it.
John, I didn't have time to develop anything with Toby Callett regarding his favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, they won the 1960 World Series. Their second baseman was Bill Mazeroski, Hall of Famer. He left us Friday at age 89. He hit the walk-off home run, bottom nine, off of Ralph Terry. Yogi Berra was the left fielder. I was going to ask Toby who the catcher was. I'm pretty sure it was Johnny Blanchard. But great memories with Maz. He was a tremendous middle infielder, known for his defense.
Yeah, it's amazing, Mike. We're losing so many people over the last year. It's just, it's scary. I guess when you get to this age, they start, unfortunately, leaving us, and it's just a sad situation.
Well, anyway, John, we're going to live life to the fullest today, and hope we get lucky at Oaklawn Park. Really appreciate your contributions, and I mean it year in, year out, and so does everybody else, John. Have a great day, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe.
Okay. Again, folks, 10 of them today at Santa Anita. First post at 12:30. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A. Angels warm-up coming your way at 11:30 today with Trent Rush and I believe Terry Smith, Bobby Valentine with a play-by-play from Phoenix today as the Halos take on the Diamondbacks at 12 o'clock Pacific. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long. We'll see you next week. We've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.